is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it is June 11th, 2020. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode number 215. What's going on, guys?
What up?
What up?
I got no intro other than to say what's happening.
What's happening?
It's good to see some of you again.
I missed you. I saw that some sort of announcement from Sony today at 1 p.m. PST that I didn't stick around for. Did you guys? Is the future of gaming? That's all I saw. Anybody catch anything like that?
PS5, maybe.
Yep, I watched it. It was good. Yeah, the big thing is like they have like a way to download things from the solid state drive like differently than it does. Because it's like it's not the same exact way that it does it on a PC. It's like because it's just a gaming console, they do it in a different way. They can load like really, really fast, like so they can make bigger worlds. And the big thing about the games is games were getting so big is because it was easy for them to just make, you know, 75 copies of the same thing, and then just grab it when they needed it in that point in the story or in the game. But now they can just make the one copy of it and then be able to display it when they need it because they can grab that asset so fast.
Yeah, so I grabbed the ass so fast too.
Right, so games actually, you know, their games they think can get smaller or more compressed in that way.
Are you saying inner out compression is now a reality? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't think so, but I think middle out.
That's what I got from you, man. That's what I got there.
All I know is Ryan is eating those delicious chips.
Hey, Ryan, kind of chips
Ryan's
are those?
Those chips.
Right?
They are tortilla strips.
I don't know what tortilla is.
Make yourself a damn quesadilla.
Tortilla strips.
Like a tortilla? I understand that.
Well, I don't know, I'm just reading it funny.
But,
right here, Kirkland brand.
Kirkland brand.
Good deal.
But yeah, it looked good. It looks like some fun games, some interesting things coming out.
I'm intrigued. I want to learn more now.
Yeah.
About tortilla strips?
Yeah.
No, about this, like, technology that Dave is talking about. I want to understand it in more detail.
The inside-out compression rate?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that kind of stuff, whatever it is.
Middle-out, yeah.
Oh, middle-out. Is that?
I think it's actually upside-down compression rate, is to get it correct, just so Dave knows that we all know what's going on.
Right. Like, Ryan really wouldn't understand it, though. It's kind of like a technical thing.
I would understand it.
Is that a trademark thing? Because...
Of Ryan not understanding it?
No. The middle out.
I don't know, Ryan. Is it trademark that you don't understand stuff?
I looked at that, clicked in this article, and then I kind of like scamped down, and then happened to hit a paragraph that said Ryan declined to say how much the PS5 will cost. As each of you were like directly, it was like this is so meta. It was like, huh. Did I write this article?
Right. What are you thinking? Like $700? $800?
Nope. They're thinking it'll be $5. They think it'll be $4.99.
Are you out of your mind?
I wonder if I will
Which is middle, because PS3 $5.99 when it came out, and PS4 was $3.99, and because it's like a jump, and they're actually telling you exactly how much room you have on a 1 terabyte system, they're like, it's actually like 825 when you don't have the, because the rest is like the operating system and stuff like that, as opposed to just saying, it's a terabyte system, and then you get on there and it's like, no, it's not, it's got other stuff that is filling up the room.
Okay, I don't think I'll buy one, but I could be convinced if they come up with a, as Ryan would say, Title A game or Class A or
Triple A,
Triple A game title that I really want to play, but I don't see that happening.
Hmm.
the two yeah. games I you're the very two games I like.
They ever released a few games, or at least?
Yeah, they announced a couple games. The next Spider-Man, Miles Morales.
Of course, Spider-Man. Can't yep. have a PlayStation yep. system without Spider-Man.
Got a sequel for that, and then Horizon Zero Dawn sequel. That looks
great.
Into yep. the into the. Was it Into the Forbidden Westland?
Yeah, Forbidden West. Yeah.
That looks those. I enjoyed both those games. So,
do they? Have
unfortunately,
anything?
I don't think I'll have the budget to buy a PlayStation 5 right out the gate.
All you do is. Wait a minute! Don't you get like bonus at Christmas time?
Yeah, that's already spent.
Hey, fucking got a new deck. Remember? Deck. So wait, this is a Christmas time release this year or next year?
Yes, this year.
This year.
Okay. Yep, November.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, we'll see. I'm getting old. I have a computer, and that's all I need usually, but we'll see. Does it count anything else? Will it play my DVDs that don't exist anymore?
Yeah, 4K. So it'll play 4K.
I just don't have any, really. Will it, right, will no, it allow me to link to my digital fucking Plex server so I can pull shit off of there?
Probably.
Probably not in any way that you can't do without it. Like directly.
And the big thing is like they always have their exclusive games. That's the big one. Yeah. Where it's like they have the games that you can't play anywhere else because of they own the companies that make them. So
like Crash Bandicoot?
That is a new one. They got that coming out.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's just like the game has to be for personally, the game has to be like I can't even think of something they might come out with that'd be like that's proprietary to that. I need to buy that system for that because you know I have very exquisitely tailored taste in video games.
What?
Those are words that could be described as what you like. Yep.
What if they came out with a new version of that Stardew Valley or whatever the fuck farming game Amy plays?
Stardew Valley? I think that's 100 megs downloaded. Are you talking about that weird game that people love, that the zombie
animal
game?
Whatever? Yeah. Oh, Animal Crossing.
Zombie Crossing?
Zombie Animal Crossing, I think it's called, yeah. Hmm. I'd still want to buy and play it. Why would I fucking play it? Isn't that a Nintendo game?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It is a Nintendo
It's definitely
game.
A Nintendo
Is it
game.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
But Stardew Valley is not, which you can play on the computer.
Stardew Valley.
Yeah. I mean, in some ways, like, these consoles are basically computers.
Yep.
I mean, they are. Yep. They happen to be, like, people are going to optimize the crap out of this platform because they know this platform will sell a bunch of titles and they make money in a certain way. But, like, I think in some ways the computers and the consoles are, like, so close together that if you got a good computer... I'm not sure. It's going to be the titles. If you have something that you really want to play.
Well, if I had a PS5 and I was like, there's a game on Steam I want to play. Can I download it on my PS5?
That's a good question, but I doubt it.
I doubt it too. But it's also not the other way. Like you can't download I don't know. What's the last PS5 game that came out that was like, or PS4 game that was like, oh my god, this is amazing, it's the best thing in the world, that didn't eventually come out on a computer? Like, don't they eventually, all of them eventually come out on the computer?
Like
some
Last
of the Sony games.
Yeah, Last of Us is like really good.
And did that Horizon Zero Dawn ever come out on PC? Because that one too. Was like, super, looked kind of fun actually. And I wanted to play it. But I couldn't on PC when I first looked. Oh, complete edition on Steam. It looks like it might have came out now. I should look at the demo wish list.
Right. Because, I mean, I know that company, I think, is owned by Sony, but yes.
But there does get to be the point where if you don't need to play something when it immediately comes out, then you have different options, too. Like, playing Grand Theft Auto 5, like, 5 years after it came out was still super fun for me and cheaper.
Sure, yeah, but you know, the computers are fun, but it's like never the position. Like there are some games that are super fun to play, like on the couch.
I hear that, and you can do it with you can get a console controller and hook it up to your computer, but I think it's about easiness. Honestly, it's one of those things where like. It's so much easier to just turn your if you're sitting, if you sit in front of the TV a lot, and you want to switch from watching to gaming, it makes it incrementally easier. I'm not sure I want to pay $500 for that, but I think it does do that.
Can't you just like have that video output go into your TV and be like, now it's on my computer? I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, but sometimes computer games are not optimized. Like the menus don't look right on on TVs and stuff like that. Like the fonts might be too small, because sometimes they do that where it's like, oh, this you can play this directly, and you're like, I can't read the menus very well, stuff like that. But they always optimize it like better. Like when what was it, Diablo 3, when Diablo 3 decided to come out in every single system known to man, because that's what the Blizzard was doing. Like they made the PlayStation 4 one, the Xbox 1, and they like had changed the menus, they'd done some stuff like to make the controlling situation easier. And there's something fun about like that too.
Sure. Hey, so. I ain't gonna fucking say somebody's dumb for buying a PS5. I think it's perfectly fine. $500, you can buy a pretty nice computer. That's all I'm saying.
You could buy
a pretty nice video card.
I was gonna say you could buy like 50 $10 games on Steam for that.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. I mean, like I said, unless something comes out that like grabs my attention, I don't think I would get it. But you never know; it's still fun. You know what was?
I do.
Sorry.
There is a point in time where you get better gaming from a console, because I think they subsidize the hardware cost, and then they mass produce this fixed model, so you actually get a really good gaming experience for the price. But it's like also not a computer.
It's an Apple. It's like an Apple computer.
Yeah, it's like a closed environment.
Yeah, closed environment you can't do shit with, but it's a computer.
Right? Everybody's on the same ground.
Yeah, I probably won't get one, but I do like it. And I would maybe if I get laid off again, I get one. Because then I'll have more time to play it, you know?
You don't have enough gaming options for your life. It is weird, though, that like a new PS5 that's coming out, it's like, yeah, this is the best technology we have, $500. You want a new iPhone? $1,000. Like, wait, that doesn't seem right. It's a phone?
Right. I think it's they made it, like, small. Like, it's like, once it gets so small, they're like, oh, now you're paying for how small it is. And then eventually they're like, but don't you want it bigger? Now it's more expensive. It's bigger, but smaller.
It's both bigger and small. It's that middle out compression we were referring to.
Right. Both bigger and smaller. But,
okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I didn't see it, but all the commercials on Twitch leading up to it for the last 2 days have been talking about this.
Right, yeah.
This release, so.
Yeah. Sports games. I think that is I never hear people going like, oh man, I love playing Madden on the computer. I love playing FIFA on the computer.
Well, yeah, that's just a controller thing. Like, if you have a
right,
controller.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So I think it's the controller thing.
Yeah, that's just a controller, which you can take care of, but whatever. But, yeah, the one... Well, that was just the sports game I played, they didn't have on the computer, so that was the reason why I actually bought a PS3, I think, back in the day. But then again, I also exported the video to my computer, so...
Sports ball game?
Sports ball game.
Sports ball.
Yeah. Are they making a Madden 2020?
Always.
Always.
Is it a year? And they're making it.
Yep.
Now, it's going to be great. You're going to install and it just says, season delay due to coronavirus. Like, ah, yep. Fuck.
Yep. Because basically, the college from the previous year tries new things, and then they, if whatever works, they put into the Madden the next year. It's the beta. The college football game is the beta for the next year's version of Madden.
What about baseball? Are they doing baseball 2020?
The show, sure. The show 2020. Yeah, yeah, that show. Fuck shows. That game's awesome. I love it. Speaking of baseball, thanks, Adam. Baseball draft was this week. I know you guys care.
Wait, it's finished.
What, that happen like 3 weeks or 3 months ago?
No, it literally just happened. Twins got an outfielder and somebody else in this third round or something like that. I don't know.
Pitcher.
Yeah, I think
Ryan's got a very good question.
We don't need much. We're fucking pretty much a complete team. It's the reason, actually, one of the reasons why they were thinking about canceling the season. They're like, the Twins are just going to run away with it, so why do we even have to have a season?
That's true.
Oh, well, so, to answer your question, Ryan, yes, we did win.
Oh, good. It's always good to win the draft.
Speaking of winning, you know who's not winning, in my opinion?
Cool. Topes?
Magic the Gathering.
Racist the Gathering.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I got issues with this decision. I really do. And I'll link this here. I'll give you guys an indication of what I'm talking about in case you don't know. But I went ahead and put everything together. So
banning the 7 racist cards?
Yeah, okay. So they're banning the images for 7 cards that are mostly legacy cards from Magic the Gathering. And here's the images of all the cards put together. And I don't know, man. I think we're living in a weird society that says those are problematic. I mean, kind of go through them. I mean, I kind of minimized it, so you might be able to blow it up to see it. But there's like a depiction of a gypsy. I could see that being a little bit racist, I guess. But I mean,
wait, which one's the gypsy?
It's the green one you might see in there. But then again, that's also an image based on a type of people that existed in history, so I still don't really understand it. And the rest of it, like, it seemed like it's based on keywords, like all white creatures get +1/+1. That's not racist. I'm sorry. All black creatures get -+1/+1. Destroy all black creatures. That's not a racist thing. So I don't know if it's the images that they're worried about, but even the images I couldn't find a lot of problems with. I mean, there's the image of a crusade, which isn't really, I guess it's kind of racist, being that the crusades were racist, but...
But how many crusades were there?
9, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I have an issue mainly because I'm very much a free speech type of person, and I guess it's, you know, like the one in the upper left hand corner, you probably can't see that well. But the only thing is that it's some sort of dude wearing a black mask, right?
Okay.
And I think that's why they banned it, because he's got a black mask on, but I can't find any other indication as to what would have.
Well, they did say that it was due to, like, it wasn't necessarily racist. It was, like, culturally offensive. So maybe there's a different. Yeah, this one, the Invoke. Which one are you talking about now? The blue one there?
No.
Imprisonment.
The blue one is the worst one, in my opinion. That's the one they use for all the examples.
Yeah.
Because it uses people in hoods. And the hoods could be construed as a KKK thing or as an executioner thing. I don't know. But the black one in the upper left-hand corner is the one that I can't find anything with that I'm not... I don't know. Even the text doesn't seem that bad. I don't know.
Maybe it's because it's Christopher Rush, 1994.
Maybe he's like a no-Nazi supporter. Like, ban all his artwork. But it was just confusing to me because...
Stone-throwing devils.
Yeah, but that is a bunch of, like, devils throwing stones. Right. It, literally, like, creatures. I didn't understand that one either. That was another one that confused the fuck out of me.
That is strange. I mean, some of them, like that one, the Invoke Prejudice.
Why?
Which is, although it's interesting in a way, that's the blue one.
Right, but why is... I mean,
it's both. It says, like, they both look like they're wearing Klan's hats. Plus, it says, like, something about, like, countering spells that don't match your color.
Right, but that's not a racist thing. To say you can't, like, if a game mechanic says, if it's something doesn't match your color, counter it. I don't consider that a racist game mechanic. I consider that a game mechanic. Change the color to numbers. Like,
well, they also name it like Invoke Prejudice. Sure. So they actually are recognizing it as racist, but in some ways it's like, it does seem wrong that any wizard that, like, you're supposed to be playing some sort of wizard or some shit, and you're casting a spell that, like, causes people to be racist. It does sound like that. That one I can buy.
That's the one that you see everywhere. So any article, that's the one you're going to see.
I think that, like, all black creatures in play are destroyed. Black is one of the colors. It's totally, they should not get rid of that. That's bullshit. Because it's part of, like, the black creatures are, like, the color of a certain creatures in the game. It's a game mechanic.
Right. And
that seems bullshit anyway.
Is chess going to be banned?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, if you have a chess manual that says... white queen takes black man, you know, rook, like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Well, all of them say that white goes first, so.
That's true.
Very racist.
And one of the other one in there is, like, people they're pointing to is Jihad, but I mean that's like a crusade. One of the definitions I believe is a struggle with yourself. But you can, since the imagery shows like a fight, you could say that's like crusade. That's a crusade, a jihad. I don't understand how that's racist in any way. I understand that it might be. I understand people could take it a certain way, but I think we're kind of worried. I'm just so worried about speech in our country, man.
Well, there's our cards that like all red creatures get +1/+1, and there's cards that say all black creatures get bonuses, aren't there?
Yes, of course.
But those aren't. Like, that's, to me, weird. Like, the all-white creatures. Okay, Crusade. But Crusade is, like, also a general word, right? Well, it's become, like... It may be based on a historical word, but it means to, like... Like, you can say, like, at work, we're on a crusade to do something. You know what I mean? It's not the crusade. You know what I mean? That one seems really questionable to me.
I don't understand. I don't understand. I guess maybe if they're being hyper-vigilant and they're like, we don't want anybody saying this is wrong, but... Man, I don't know.
Well, I mean, they've been coming under fire for the last year or so with diversity and hiring and staff and
sure,
and a whole bunch of stuff. So, I mean, this could be just kind of preemptive with everything that's been happening over the last couple weeks. Eh, we're just going to do this.
I hate the headlines. The headlines say Magic bans racist cards. These are not racist cards.
They're not racist. Yes, they're banned. I don't know what to would you word banned. Insensitive cards.
Insensitive is maybe a good word, because what is your mom hear, if anything? If your mom heard something like, "Oh, that Magic game Ryan used to play is racist. I don't like this anymore." That's your mom. My mom.
That's Ryan's mom. Yeah, Ryan. Fuck.
Maybe this is the new D&D mythos, like.
But.
Well, you're right. That the same thing that went through, where there were all witchcrafts and devils and semen, summoning devils and stuff.
Yeah, it seems like the one card seems like Invoke Prejudice seems like a bad taste card. It's very, very old.
It's Legends. Almost all these are old.
But like none. It seems, well, I'm guessing Crusade was reprinted and stuff.
Yeah, but it was still old. It's an old card. It's right. A revision card or revised card. Yeah, Invoke Prejudice is the worst of the lot. But it felt like somebody found this card and said, look at this fucking thing. And then they were like, let's go through our entire catalog and get out anything that anybody could say anything about.
Yeah, they like... Yeah, some of them I don't... Like, for the game, it probably doesn't matter. So, like, Cleanse. It costs the same as Wrath of God, which destroys all creatures.
Yeah.
Although, I guess you could make a sideboard against a particular strategy and... That card could be very playable.
Sure. You know, there's a lot of times you don't want to destroy your creatures.
Especially. And if you read it, it says, like, Clouds Broke and something about Rays Burst Forth and Foul Beast Faltered and stuff like that. Because, like, in Magic, there's a mythology of, like life and stuff like that, and, like, devils and evil creatures and shit. And those happen to be black colored cards, you know what I mean? So, I don't like that one. I don't like it.
I don't like any of them. The only one I can get behind a little bit is Invoke Prejudice, but there's a few of them that just confuse the fuck out of me. I still don't understand the Imprisoned one. That's one with the black mask. The actual text just says, pay one each time target creature attempts to attack, block, or tap. This action is prevented and the creature becomes tapped. Destroy enchantment if mana is not paid. And then it's just a dude who could be any dude in a black mask. I don't understand it. Looks like he got no real skin to him. He just kind of got, like, I guess, muscle showing, but, like, the actual muscle fiber. So right. I don't understand. No.
Uh-huh. That is weird.
But, you know, I like to stir the pot.
I mean, so. These cards aren't going to matter. What's actually almost worse is it's, like, almost like a... It's not a real action that does anything useful.
No, it's just the optics because, that are annoying to me.
Right.
Yeah, it's all about PR and zero about, like, actually supporting anything or being helpful, which is sad.
And, like, why don't you just release a statement, hey, we're doing this thing, because, like, whatever, Gone with the Wind, right? Gone with the Wind, example, is on HBO Max. And basically in front of it, they had the thing. There says, because it You know, they were like, it's pro, you know, could be construed as pro-Confederate propaganda. You know, because it kind of is.
It is. Yeah, in many ways.
Right.
And basically, did they finally redo the movie? Because I know they took it down until they could put that in.
Right. And they basically had to put a thing to say, like, hey, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, put it just so you know,
at the time that the movie was created, like,
these racist depictions were wrong then and are wrong today, and we felt that blah blah blah. Or basically say they're having this as a historical context, and basically no one considers this right, but it's of what it was. It's the time it was. It's like getting rid of it doesn't make it, you know, forgetting it.
It actually makes it worse because then people don't understand. Like, if you can't see the problems of the past, you're more likely to find those problems again. And if you could see what a problem in the past did, then you're more likely to say, holy shit, people tried that and it did not work. It went really, really sideways. Let's not do that again.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So what are they doing? They proceed the show with some sort of...
Yeah, it's the same thing they did. Like, you know, there's lots of stuff that preceded it. Like Dumbo. Dumbo on the Disney Channel, on the Disney Plus says, like, hey, just so you know, these are depictions of, like, you know, of what they were at the time, you know, like, doesn't make it right, but getting rid of it doesn't make it better.
Yeah.
Sure.
Unless it's the Song of the South. That'll never see the day.
Well, and the thing is, in Song of the South, like, he's a hero. He's a caricature of, like, you know, like a minstrelly, you know, like, African-American man, but he's a hero. He's not a bad guy. He's not, like, you know...
Nope. So speaking of other racist stuff, was it today that they pulled down the statue of Columbus in St. Paul?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Following, like, worldwide people were pulling down statues all day yesterday.
Yeah, my favorite one was the dude in England, and they put it into the harbor, and somebody updated the Google Maps to show it in the harbor.
Yeah. Yep. He just moved it like 12 feet.
Funny.
I don't know. This is a weird thing to me, too. Like, I don't know. Is there a right way to remove something that you find offensively? Or do you just say anything goes?
I've thought about this a little bit. It's like, because it is a statue and it is art, being in a museum where there's a plaque or something saying, like, hey, this was created for this person who did this, this, and this. You know, it, like... being in public display kind of makes it, it makes it more like, hey, we're, this is held to a high regard, we're showing this racist, it's like if you had a, like, hey man, I got this, like, this Nazi flag, and I fly the flag, you're basically putting it up into a, you know, like, saying, like, boom, look at this, it's a fucking flag, it's awesome, and I'm showing it to everyone. But if you're like, hey, my grandpa, like, went and World War II killed some Nazis and got this flag and brought home this stuff, you know, and you keep it as historical record, I think it's important to remember that stuff, but you're displaying it as more of a, like, hey, this is really cool, Columbus, you know, did something here, man. It's like, or put up a big plaque that says, hey, Columbus did this, but he was also a piece of shit.
Yeah, that'd be fine. So I like your analogy. I would say, since it is a piece of art, somebody made that piece of art, somebody labored over it, somebody did that, there should be a way that you could say, we as a people want to remove this, but we understand it's a piece of art, so fucking take care of it, put it where you need to put it, not on public display,
because
just destroying art seems weird to me. It seems like one step away from
that, destroying books.
Yeah, that book is a piece of art. But it talks about, it uses the N-word, so now we need to burn them all. You know, I really get iffy around freedom of speech stuff and the mob mentality. That's because I'm a weird person, but that's just the way it is for me.
So, Christopher Columbus was a piece of shit?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Where have you been the last 15 years?
I don't know. I never cared about him at all. Period. You know what I mean? Like, and it's a story. I've heard that he's a piece of shit, but here's what I'm wondering about is, like, why did they put statues up of him?
Because his first name is Chris.
Chris, right, yeah.
No, this is honestly a serious question.
Statue was there for a long time.
Okay, like, some point someone decided we should put a statue of this guy up.
Yeah, why did because they do that? He discovered America, which he didn't, but he discovered America. The thing is, we say he discovered America, so that's an important thing, so we put up a statue of him.
When they got rid of Columbus Day and renamed it Indigenous Day, we just never did anything with the statue wrong. So, other places did.
But so that, I guess what I'm thinking there is that there is the reason the statue was made was to sort of celebrate finding America, and then maybe realizing it was a bad way to celebrate it is fine, but it also encapsulates a historical feeling. And the feeling probably wasn't like, fuck Indians. It was probably more, or like any sort of evil feeling, it was more like, hey, this guy found America, cool. We like America, that's where we live.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, right. So I guess I think it's good to like, it'd be better if they put a like something up that said this guy was an a-hole and the statue exists,
yeah,
because
absolutely.
You know, like, that would be more educational than like pretending it didn't exist and that people didn't believe him to be a guy that was cool because he found America. Because that's what I remember from school. He found America. And I'm not saying that that was good education. I'm saying that that just was historically what was the way people were educated. Right. You know what I mean?
So I'm sure that, and the argument would be against that is like, I am offended by that and I have to drive by that every day. And this plaque is really small and the statue is really big. But honestly, I mean, I know those are your feelings. Maybe look out the other window. How's that? Because I'm okay with putting up a plaque. I'm okay with removing it. I'm just not okay with destruction of it because I worry about that shit.
Well, it was kind of funny how it went down yesterday, right? Because simple protests around the statue, calling for it to be removed. You had the Department of Public Safety out there talking with the leaders of the protest, trying to come up with, okay, you know, they're talking about how they're going to remove it and all this and that. And while they're talking about it, a bunch of other protesters then went and pulled it down. So, you know, it was like, well, okay, well, guess you did our job quicker for us now. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess if it was, you know, certain people, it's weird because, like, people can be offended by lots of things, but, like, I think you can make the case that people could be, like, really legitimately offended. And if there was, like, some sort of Klansman statue somewhere, and even if it represented something that happened historically, like, I think people would say, tear that motherfucker down.
Well, there is. I'm sure there is statues of Klansmen that exist. Now, not in their robe.
Oh, not in their robe, but, like, yeah. Sure, like, that weren't widely known. Or maybe we're widely known.
Yeah, that's
yeah, like
thing,
in the worst case. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I could see how, driving by that, you could actually be super pissed off. And so, yeah, I guess I can understand that perspective. I'm with Dave in saying, like you can also understand that the reason it is sitting there is not to piss you off, and then come to this conclusion, like, okay, like, maybe we should put it like somewhere out of sight, but like a piece of art. I don't know. I guess I don't really care if people tear shit down that I don't look at.
But isn't that kind of what they did in with a lot of the Confederate stuff? Is they like took them down and put them in barns and shit, or just, you know, or
museums. Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Which is
that's
fine.
Fine. I mean, you're supposed to remember your past, but like, and you learn from it, you grow from it. Your art is indicative of the time it's made, but hoping people like look at that and change—that's the whole point. Like, you make art to invoke a feeling, and then you think on that feeling and you become a different person based on that feeling. So if this art makes you mad, you know, maybe people want to like, not, I don't say necessarily be mad all the time, but maybe you want to think back and say, and then you can go like, look at that, that's Christopher Columbus, man. Remember years from now, 50 years from now, remember when we looked at that and like people revered him as like this person, but how far we've come in changing, you know, to not revere this guy who's a bad person. Sure, he did an amazing feat. 9 weeks to sail across an ocean that had, you know, from his point of view, had not been sailed across to find something. You know, I mean, there's, you...
Yeah.
Yeah, forgetting...
It's weird. It's weird because you're destroying something. Like, let's say, like, it reminds me of like book burning or something like that, where you like, how do you know when you're like, you almost got to just be extra careful if you're going to destroy something, because you can't usually undo it. So if you like decided that these books were too racy, or you know, some shit like that, or like, or you just burned all the old Disney movies and every digital copy of them because like you just want them to disappear, and then you like go back and say like, well, what did we lose here?
Yeah.
By accident, like, it's like it doesn't go away by making it disappear. It just like denies its existence, mm-hmm. which I don't know. It's a weird thing to do to anything, you know. Even though I can see why people would be mad, it's just a weird topic. Yeah. It's a tough one. I think like every perspectives to want to tear it down are super. You can understand it, but then like just that question of when is it a good idea to like tear down history is like a hard one to like do.
Yeah, I completely understand the sentiment. Don't get me wrong. I just think covering up our past doesn't make it better. It just makes us forget about it, you know? Like, nothing happened. It's like a deep-rooted, like, something in our psyche. If we, in an individual basis, if you just don't deal with that, you cover it up, that's not a good thing. I mean, that you need to deal with your issues. Otherwise, you know, I mean, yeah, my dad told me to stuff them down as deep as they could, but they come up, so you gotta deal with them. Same thing with our shitty history that we have.
Right. It's kind of like, I would say, like, if you go in, if you look at someone and they're blatantly wearing like racist, offensive shit, you at least can look at them and go like, that's a shitty person. I know that person is shitty.
That's true.
Right. If they're keeping it all hidden and below the surface, you're like, ah, that seems like a good person. And then all of a sudden they're like slowly shitty. You're like, oh man, this person was shitty the whole time. It makes me feel like now I'm weirdly like, it's worse that it's uncomfortable. It's now because I may have built a relationship with this person, and now I have to go, oh God, now this person's terrible.
Yeah. It's like if you're like dating and you get really into somebody, and like 6 weeks later, she just starts putting all this racist shit on the tail light. She's like, you're like, oh, I didn't know you were that person. Damn, now I'm kind of invested in you in a way.
Because it makes me think of what was it? American History X. Mm-hmm. When like afterwards, he's learning all this stuff, and he's like, and then he's like talking about it with the guy in prison, and he's like, it didn't feel weird at the time that his dad would say certain things, and it was like slowly building up all this racist stuff that was like, it was so slow that it's like he didn't realize that it was like it was in being indoctrinated over time into it.
Yeah. Okay. Really? Speaking of more racist stuff, was it NASCAR that got decided no more Confederate flags on the vehicles?
Fuck yeah, that's said? About time. Yeah.
No, just no more Confederate flags at all. So fans aren't allowed to bring them in or anything like that. They did have a driver quit because of it.
Okay. He's like, oh my God.
No, if you're going to ban Confederate flags, I'm going to quit. And
I guess there is a First Amendment right thing, but it is like, it's hard to like support the person who feels like that's the kind of thing.
Well, as a private entity, they also have the right to say that, right? They have the right to say we're not going to allow that at all.
Of course they do. And their fans have a right to say, fuck you, we're not going to support you. And then they have a right to create the new Confederate Racing League where everybody has to have a... The Confederate front flag has always been a weird one to me. I'm like, it doesn't mean anything to me because I'm white. But honestly, I don't understand why you're like, you want to go around saying, hey, we lost a war. Woohoo, we're losers. Yeah, look at us. We're losers.
Or they like to go around and say, we didn't lose the war.
But you did.
War is still going. The war's still going.
Oh, are we in a state of war? No, we're not. You lost. Suck it up and fucking move on.
Like, dude, if you really want it, man, I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah, like, you think the war's still going, grab your gun and go attack the White House. See what happens.
Maybe we'll they might open the door.
Hey, maybe that's true if he's got a Confederate flag on. But maybe we'll get lucky and, you know, take care of two ducks with one stone.
Sounds like a win-win.
I know.
That one seems like when you do something that's like modern, and you like paint something on a car, like that doesn't have that historical It still has the question of First Amendments and like when, where do you draw the line questions, but it doesn't have the, this is a historical piece. It is a historical image, but it's not like that car was built, you know, 100 years ago, and when it was built, that flag was, you know, it's like there's none of that exists at all.
You're going against everything Dukes of Hazzard taught me.
But right? So let me ask you this. So let's say you live in England and the UK, the United Kingdom, and somebody's flying a Scottish flag down in Northumberland or something, and you're like, wait a minute, we're united now. Why are you that's a, basically a rebel flag because we fought wars against these people in order to unite us. Like, how far do you go and how weird do you make the situation before you say, eh?
And yeah, I think it's totally weird the whole time.
I think, I don't know. I mean, they fought wars against them, but did the Scottish enslave the English? Or
see, that's an issue, sure. I mean, but if you want to go far back, everybody had slavery, right? Every single
country. and that's an argument that like people who like the Confederate flag is all like, hey man, it doesn't represent slavery. You go far enough back, everybody was a slave to somebody.
What does it represent? My question is, what does it represent? Oh, it's our way of life, which included slavery.
Yeah, that's why I think that the case for the Confederate flag is like, if the Confederate flag meant like, hey, we think the design's cool. Period. You know, like we like the colors. Like that'd be one thing, but I think that it's well understood by those who carry it. Like some people say it's like Southern pride, but I think there's also a known racist overtone that like because of that you're like you're supporting that. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like it comes with its baggage, so that people that you choose to use it basically are bringing that baggage along, and you don't get it. You can't just like put it out there and say like, "Oh, I just like the colors," because it has the baggage. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I think
that's why I think I'm more okay with people saying like, you know, we know what this means. At least to a lot of people, this means like, fuck black people. Well, okay. So like, you know,
I agree to an extent, but let's put ourselves in a different time period or a different mindset. Okay, all right, sure. Just go on me with this journey for a little journey, real journey. Your grandfathers, did everyone know their grandfathers?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's say your grandfathers had the type of relationship that Adam and his grandfather had, not porn, but you know, they talked and they were really, you know, they talked to you, they had conversations, they passed along porn. And he told you stories about how his grandfather, who he also knew, fought for his land because, slavery was a thing, but basically it was the Northerners coming to tell us what to do. So they fought. He fought. He died. He fought and died. His brothers died. And that's what it means to me. You know, slavery is one thing. I don't really know about that. Whatever. But it's my way of life. It's my granddaddy died for that flag. Or my granddaddy's dead. Your granddaddy died for that flag. I'm already slipping into my Southern accent, so so I can understand that you get angry about that, but that I don't know. I think that shows somebody with a lack of empathy for what it actually could be construed. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it's selfishness. Fuck it, you know. It's a lot of selfishness. It's like the inability to take a step back and say, hey, you know, what do other people, like, feel? It's like, hey, if I walk in and say, like, all right, cool, I'm making dinner, cool. And say, like, oh, cool, what are we having? Don't worry about what we're having, I'm going to make it. And you make it, and you go out of your way to make food that people don't like because you like it. You don't do that. No, you go like, hey, what's everyone want for dinner? Let's, like...
I'm trying to think if I do that. I don't think I do that.
Oh, because you make your own dinner for yourself.
I know, but if I was to make dinner, I don't think I'm like, going out, like, I'm going to go get some food. Do you want anything? I'm going to go here, even though I know you hate it, kind of thing.
Right. It's like, fuck you. Oh, Amy, boys, going to Arby's. Shut it.
It's funny. I went to Arby's 2 days ago. I got her a fucking chicken sandwich. She said it was so good. She loved
it's like
it.
That's the thing is restaurants have a lot of things.
I know. She was just mad that they didn't have non-curly fries, but she was like, "This is good sandwich." No, they don't. Discontinued.
No,
discontinued. Even says, like,
I love it.
Discontinued.
She should had potato cakes, because everybody knows potato cakes are superior.
She don't like potato cakes.
You're like, hey, what the fuck is...
She's from Scandinavia. They don't have potatoes there.
What? Literally. Gah! But yes. But having to deal with crazy racism and stuff like that, it really sucks. But on a slightly connected but lighter tone, has anyone been following the Twitter stuff with Rage Against the Machine?
Yes, I have not.
People
are saying, like, man, I used to like Rage Against the Machine, but then I found out about their politics. And then everyone's like, what have you been listening to?
Yeah. Did you it's just called Rage Against the
Machine.
Lyrics?
It's not a rage in favor of the machine. It's like people are going like, man, I used to love peanut butter and jelly sandwich until I found out that peanut butter had goddamn peanuts in it.
So basically a lot of people who are, you would probably consider more right-wing, were like, what? Wait, Rage Against the Machine is against the establishment and stuff? And they're and they're against oppression or something? Like, dude, right. Like, listen to any of the lyrics.
Right. It's like, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Oh, I thought that was just about a kid who was, like, really mad at his parents.
He's a rebellious kid.
It's like racist white dude suddenly realizing what Rage Against the Machine lyrics are about after decades of listening is the funniest thing since they discovered that Star Wars is anti-Nazi after watching it.
Yeah.
That is funny, yeah. Rage has always been so political.
I know. Like,
yes!
Like, forever since the beginning, and obvious, too.
The name is right there. Rage Against the Machine.
No.
The Machine.
I won't do what I...
What machine are they talking about? Composters? I don't really understand what they're reading. Right.
And they're like, it's like Bulls on Parade is actually about the annual county fair in Kansas. Testify, a song about a new startup specializing in tests. Wake up about the greatness of alarm clock.
Wake up!
It's just so, oh god.
That's so stupid.
He probably thinks Sunday Bloody Sunday is a great song which encapsulates the frustration of a Sunday. it's really funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That is funny.
So, yes. Still having to do with the same thing, but man, people are dumb.
I wonder if they made any grandiose statements or anything recently? Because this does seem like they're the kind of stuff they would like to talk about. Mm. Like, here's why we fucking vandalize and loot and riot and shit. But I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, Zach De La Rocha has been quiet for so long. Like, he disappeared like 20 years ago, I think, right? It feels like that long ago.
Yeah, he disappeared again when he was raging against the machine.
Right. Dude, he went deep down and tried to work his way into the machine and blow it up from the inside.
Yeah, he was silenced. They told you. Fucking bullet in the head, baby.
Right?
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, they had a tour.
Yes, remember?
You remember that? We looked at tickets and they were sold out within like 2 minutes, and they were all like $800 or something ridiculous.
So maybe that's why it's in the consciousness.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just wondering, it's a weird question. Why are we talking about Rage Against the Machine? They are old and have been relatively quiet.
Rage Against the Machine returns to Billboard Top 200 5 hours ago. So it might be that people are starting to...
They'll play it as a protest anthem or something.
It was literally a tweet, at Tom Morello. I used to be a fan until your political opinions came out. Music is my sanctuary, and the last thing I want to hear is political BS when I'm listening to music. As far as I'm concerned, you and Pink are completely done. Keep running your mouth and ruining your fan base. And just people started going off on this guy. He was like, what machine did you think he was raging against? The dishwasher? And then Tom Morello, maybe it was just such a dumb
post that it started its own like viral, like it was just dumb enough that it brought it out. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, and then this other guy's like, another successful musician instantly becomes a political expert, And Tom Morello actually responded, one does not have to be an honors grad in political science from Harvard University to recognize the unethical and inhumane nature of this administration. But, well, I happen to also be an honors grad in political science from Harvard University, so I can confirm that for you.
That's right.
It's just...
Oh, God.
Huh. Right. I can see, actually, I can see people... Like I can see a resurgence in music that supports people's causes and stuff. In this sense, it's a very general term, and a very general anger, a very general rage, and I could see that like increasing the fandom and stuff. So, that's cool. I like it.
Like some people have started, you know, have blocked out the guy's like actual address on Twitter, but like it's still out there. I gotta go see who this guy is.
Right. Exactly.
Imagine most of the time.
Ding. Yeah, most of the people like are real like I don't want them to be doxxed and stuff. I'm just like, dude, he's an idiot. Just leave him alone.
Yeah. Especially if it happens to be like a 15-year-old kid or something that just never really looked into it. That would suck a lot too.
He could be trolling too. Like he could have like it almost seems more likely that a fan
it almost does.
would be like to say like as a joke like. Yeah. Hey man,
I think that was something someone was citing. It's like I think it's a troll, but then people went in and looked at it and like, yeah, if it's a troll, it's like a really, really well done one. It's like he's got like you know, it's like when you put it, it's like, oh man, we've actually made backstories for all the other characters in our thing to make it so our story is so complete.
That's pretty awesome.
He's got everything locked down now. You can't see anything. Mm-hmm. So
I did see my first defense of the cop that killed George Floyd this week.
Oh no!
Really? Oh my God! Really?
Yeah. Basically, he was a drug addict and a piece of shit, so it's okay if he died. I know. I was like, are
"Oh
you?
My God!"
I just, I said,
"Who was that? Like, is that an uncle or a?"
It was
you know, that doesn't sound
a friend's aunt, and it was
a okay. That sounds like a friend's
exactly.
aunt.
Exactly. But and I just said one thing, and then I left it at that. I was, like, I think I said that universally. I've seen every single person condemn this, and it gave me a little bit of hope in the humankind. Thank you for taking that away.
That's
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, it's cool. It's like we can dig. Let's dig deep enough and find that every one of us has done something really bad and said, "Fuck it, you deserve to die," over doing something fucking stupid.
Thank you for reminding me. I had a white
$20 bill.
I had a white privilege moment today, or yesterday, and it was a fucking beautiful one that showed how amazing our society is. Now, I only come in from one side, not the other side, but let me paint you a picture, if you don't mind. I went to work in Brooklyn Park. I finished early, so I was going to go pick up the boys, and it's like a neighborhood. She lives in a house. It's an in-home daycare. I stopped about 4 blocks away. Sometimes when I have to get a few emails done or check a few things before I pick them up, if I'm early, I'll stop there on the side of the road, just like in front of somebody's house, parked, and I'll send emails. I'll send a few emails, listen to a podcast, just wait a little bit, because a lot of times they get annoyed if I get there too early. They're like, we're playing with our fucking friends and having a snack, you know?
Yeah.
So I send my email, I'm listening to a podcast, and I got done, and I laid back, and I fell asleep. Well, before that I did this, I saw like a neighbor pulling across from me, and she like looked at me, and I waved. She like looked at me again, gave me a weird look, and I waved. Then I fell asleep, and I woke up to a knock on my door. My window was down. It was a nice day, and I was having a dream, and I fucking jumped up, you know, because somebody knocked on my door, and I was sleeping. And I jumped up, and I fucking looked up. There's a cop standing there. And I turned off the ignition real quick just because, I don't know, that's what I fucking do. And he's like, don't turn it off. And I turned it off and I threw the keys down. And, like, I was thinking, man, I wonder if I was black, he would have shot me by now. Because you don't know. But then I look up and he's talking to me like, hey, what are you doing, you know? What are you doing in here? I told him. In fact, it was weird. I was having a dream about Persephone. So I said, oh, I'm going to pick up my daughter right down the road here. She's at daycare. And he's looking at, oh, okay, where's she at? I tell him about it. He's like, okay, cool. Yeah, some of the neighbors just called it in because they didn't know if you were here doing drugs or something. And to his credit, I had a Marine shirt on. In the back of my car, there's a Marine sticker. I have 2 car seats in the back of my car. It doesn't look like a traditional, like, you wouldn't be too worried about the person in this vehicle. But he was just like, yeah, it's okay. I just wanted to let you know that some of the neighbors had concerns in it. And I do this. I've been doing this for 8 years, give or take, off and on. And I was like, okay, cool. Sorry about this. I'll go get him right now anyways. He's like, all right, thanks, man. Take care. I was like, cool, take care. And I went and got him. And in fact, when I picked, when I was pulling into there, I was like, oh man, I told him I had to pick my daughter. I technically lied to him. I wonder if I should go find him and told him that was a lie and I was actually picking up my boys. But it did occur to me, like, I wonder if in a different world, if I have like my hoodie up and I'm black and he's like a completely different scenario unfolds.
He would.
Maybe. Yep. And I like to think not. He seemed like a really chill dude, but he also had his lights on behind me when I turned around and looked. So he was there looking at my license plate, like checking it out probably. He had a lot of time to assess the situation. I'm sure he could see me. So, but it was just a weird thing that I was like, oh, I never have to worry about this happening. Like, yeah, it was fun. I told the boys, police pulled me over today, and they were like, really? And I was like, yeah, we just had a talk, though. He was nice.
And that teaches you not to do drugs, kids.
It was a weird experience because I don't usually fall asleep, and you know, you wake up after falling asleep, and especially if you're dreaming, so it's a deep sleep, and you're like, you're freaked out. You're like, where the fuck am I? What's happening? But I'm white. It sucks. That's my privilege. It doesn't suck to be white. It sucks we live in a society where if I wasn't white, something else might have happened.
Right.
And well, it could have happened to you, honestly, too.
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
I mean, there's always a chance.
Yes.
I guess. And yeah, it may be higher chance if you're black.
Well, in a world where you can break into somebody's house and shoot somebody in bed 8 times who's done nothing wrong, then, yeah, anything can happen to anybody. So.
On that note.
Thanks so, a lot, Adam.
So tomorrow I have another white person meeting, so you guys should tell me what gives you hope in society, because I'm sure I'm going to have to answer this question. What white have you hope. Seen in this... the great white hope, Adam White. What have you seen...
Say white hope.
...in this week or last week or so that actually... There's a lot negative going on, but what have you seen that gives you hope or, like, gives you a little bit of something positive in this society? Because I'm almost out. I am almost out of the positive.
Have you listened to any of the Joe Rogan stuff?
Man, you know Adam, me.
Adam just listened.
What do you think he was listening to when he went to pick up the kids?
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's probably...
Why do you ask this?
Oh, wait, no. Who was... Maybe it wasn't Joe Rogan. I listened to too many podcasts about this subject lately, so it's tough, but... they were talking about a lady who was... in Minneapolis that was a medic, and she was helping some dude that got hit in the leg, and then they started firing on her and throwing tear gas or whatever, and she couldn't help him anymore and she ran away, right? And then she was giving an interview to some newscasters, and while she was doing that, somebody started screaming for a medic again, and she's like, I'm sorry, I gotta stop. And she stopped that interview and ran to help this dude that helped, or that got hurt. So while they were protesting, I should say. So that kind of gives me hope that
they attacked the medics. Not,
well, no, not that they attacked.
If we kill all the medics, then we'll more easily be able to kill the populace. We have a strategy for success now. What are you saying? I'm just kidding. Continue your thought.
Well, they pushed her away, but she's not down. She's continuing to stand up and go and help. And I mean, this lady's white, and she's not letting diversity get in her way of doing what she needs to do to help.
Yep. So I did. There's several articles. Police arrest allegedly target medics at Twin Cities protest. There's a bunch of articles about it.
Right. Oh, and the fact that the Minneapolis City Council is now banning tear gas and rubber bullets and stuff like that. So they can't use that shit anymore.
They'll go back to live rounds.
Well, didn't they voted to disband the police, right?
Yeah. Disband is a bad word, though. Yeah, it's not.
But that's what the vote was, right?
Correct. It just means take the money and allocate it to better resources.
Yep.
It doesn't mean disband.
But what are they? They don't pay them anymore. I actually haven't. I had heard the breaking news, but still don't know what it means.
So
yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
It's moreover, instead of sending a cop to do the same job, they're going to send a social worker to help the person who has mental illness instead of the cop,
yep,
who has no formal training.
Yep.
So, or something like that.
When we have a lot of, we have run into this at work in Minneapolis. A lot of our youth are super trauma victims, right? So when they start going, if they have an issue, like an episode where they are throwing things and going crazy, and like one of the other youth calls the cops, the first thing we do is say, "Have and you've been trained in de-escalation of mental I can't think of the word I'm looking, but anyways, de-escalation techniques for people that are going through like a psychosis or something." And there's like less than 1% of the force has been, so we won't even let them in. Like, unless you have a warrant, you can't come in, because all they're going to do is arrest somebody or, you know, use violence and force against that person who does not need it. So a lot of this defund the police force really means take money away from the militarization of it and put it towards resources where people are more likely to have for first responding training in, along with the police kind of a thing.
Right.
And yeah. I don't
it's
know.
It's reallocation of resources.
Yep. And I'm not, I haven't done enough research to know where I stand on it, so that's just what I've heard it's about. So.
Yep.
Ryan, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm skeptical of knee-jerk reactions in general.
But the problem is, it's like this has been a thing they've been trying to do for a really long time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just I think that it has come to a head, and that's kind of what I have hope for. Is that a lot of people were complacent? A lot of like. You know, I get complacent with a lot of things, right?
Why not? We live in our happy lives. We don't need to do anything.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And, like, it sucks that tragedy has to happen to snap. Not the people who've been saying, hey, we need help, we need help, we need help. It's like, a lot of people are like, man, I would love to help, but, man, right now I got, this just you know, my stuff's going on. It's just more important right now. It's more important to me. But when tragedy happens and you see, like, so many people that like are of a privileged sort, like saying like, shit, this, like, we gotta change this, we have to change this stuff. So it's like you look at it and it's like you look at the protests and stuff and it is a menagerie of different ethnicities and like the Asian Americans, which, as we know, having gone to the cool Chinese restaurants and stuff like that, they are notoriously racist, and saying like, hey man, we gotta stand up, man. It's like, if these guys are getting, like, targeted for shit, and we're getting targeted for shit, maybe we should band together and say let's say this is all wrong against everybody, and shit like that. That's what I hope for. It's like, everybody can stand up because we're stronger together, right?
Sure. Well, I can appreciate and also feel glad that people are coming together and trying to take action, for sure. I just know that some of the actions, like, the problems are deeper, and so, like, the knee-jerk reactions might not work. Or they might work. I mean, I'm cool with being hopeful. But, like, for example, like, I talked to my sister and was asking her, like, well, what are the calls? What do Minneapolis cops mostly do? And what they mostly do is respond to 911 calls. People calling 911 because they want a cop to come and help with something. And it usually, like they don't even fuck around with little shit there in Minneapolis. It's all big shit. You know, there's two murders like 2 days ago in Minneapolis, unrelated to protests or anything. And these guys are coming in and getting called when bad shit goes down. And then they have a person who's a mental health expert. They've been trying to get more funding for that. They send a mental health expert person along with as many calls as they can, but they only have like one. You know, so they, like, so it's like,
get more.
Right. Well, but that's a funding thing, right?
No, it's because the funding, that's the thing, is the funding's going to other things. Like, how many grenades do you need?
Sure, sure. I'll give you that. They may not be balancing it well, but it's also like a desire thing. Like, how many, like, people, like, can you just go? And I know that they did, all of the police officers got like a abbreviated training. Many of them have gotten like a full training, and like they're trying to do it. It's incremental, but like, how do you get a full training when you're constantly out on like 911 calls? You know what I mean? Like, these are just, I'm always hesitant when you only hear one perspective, mm-hmm. and that's the only, we only hear, like, and I'm like, I think it's good to be demanding change and stuff. I just know that it's a thorny issue of enforcing laws and helping the community and protecting people from dangerous people and mental health is just mental health people can be violent, and it's just a tricky period, you know what I mean? Like, how do you deal with that? Like, just take mental health as the one thing. Well, the police are dealing with mental health, crime, and like
ODs,
all kinds of crazy shit. They're seeing shit that, you know, how many people do you know who've seen like someone get shot or something? Like, these people are going to these calls all the time.
Right. But what I'm wondering is, like, 911 calls, a lot of them, the incident has already happened. Like, we have been robbed. Send a cop. Do you really need to send a cop to take that information about you being robbed? Could you send, like, someone who works for the police force but is a specialist at taking information and that? It's like, hey, man, like, I've been raped. Cool. Do you need to send a cop for that?
Not cool, but I understand.
Not cool. Not cool. Yeah. Do you need to send a cop with a gun for that? No, you could send a person who specializes in that. So if you're answering 911 calls, 911 calls seem to me that the action that isn't, you know, getting the 911 call to happen has already happened. Do you need to have a police officer come do something that has already happened? Because then aren't you just a glorified note taker?
Yeah, but, okay, so they're glorified note takers with guns. That's not where the violence happens. No.
Okay, but I'm saying,
violence happens when it happens, and I'm just saying that, like, that's like, I guess my point is like, let's say you get people that are social workers that start going and taking calls, and then they realize that there's a lot of violent people, so they like start getting guns. You know, like I could see how you could evolve into a police force.
But what I'm saying is, I'm saying, okay. Someone has been murdered in, you know, in a notoriously in a black neighborhood, right? Cops show up. Hey, man, I want to take some information, stuff like that. I ain't top no cop. Cool. Someone else shows up and says, hey, you know, I'm really worried about this. You know, I know this. You know, like, this is my home. I also this. Like, I'm saying, like, the uniform and guns imply, like, sometimes make a lot of people uncomfortable. So I'm saying, like, could you do it better? I think so.
I think I could see people not in uniforms also could, like, arrive and people be like, I ain't talking to you. Who the fuck do you think you are?
I'm
just completely ignoring them.
Yes, but if cops are, you look at the uniform and it's like, I just see a cop, right? I don't remember what the cop's face looks like. But if someone starts going in that neighborhood and starts talking to people, trying to build relationships with them, no guns, and...
That's interesting. That's exactly what the cops have been advocating for.
Yeah, but guess what? Stop wearing fucking guns everywhere.
The problem isn't guns. The problem is, like, trust and...
Guess what? I don't trust people with guns.
I don't like guns. They make me nervous. I trust... I may or may not trust people with guns. I probably trust them less because they might shoot me. Like, trust them in the sense, like, I keep my distance because I'm more likely to be shot by someone with a gun than someone without a gun.
Right.
You know, like, infinitely more likely. So
has your sister said, hey, if I was standing next to the guy who was standing on or kneeling on someone's throat, what would she have done?
She couldn't really talk. She was so upset by the situation.
What would any of us have done? Like, honestly. Like, put yourself in that situation. You're surrounded by colleagues. All of them think it's fine. You don't expect him to die. Would you have done anything different? It's easy to say, yeah, I would have done something different. I don't know. Maybe I would have. I hope I would have, but I can't be 100% sure that right. in that culture I wouldn't be like, he's fine, you know?
Right. So then it's the culture thing that needs to change. Like,
oh, that's the main issue, is the culture of the police force.
Right, that book. Because there's that what was that? That thing. Wolves, sheep, and sheepdogs. It's like the wolves are criminals, the sheepdogs are the police, and the sheep are sheep. Are the normal people is to a sheep, you look at a wolf and you look at a sheepdog, they can't tell the difference very much. They're dumb. Normal humanity is dumb. It's like they need us sheepdogs to watch after them and stuff like that. They don't understand us. You know, so I'm saying like that you should like that whole thing is messed up. Like that training is messed up. They need to really work on like and the whole thing of like where the police force in the United States came from is really messed up.
Yeah, that's another thing. And when you start there, and that's where you start from, you know, that's who you are. I mean, you got to kind of, I don't know. I don't think there's an easy answer.
You can make the statement about America in general.
Sure, but that's what people are angry about. I mean, like I said before, I think the police are a symptom, right? They're a symptom of the actual issues in the world, and I think that's what people are angry about. And I've seen a lot of comments like, this person died in the same way, and he was white. How come nobody got upset with that? Like, because everybody probably was upset, but we don't have as much to rage out against, and we don't because we live in a fucking suburb with good-paying jobs, and we have hope for the future, and a lot of people don't. And if they don't, this is going to be a flashpoint for what they actually want is reform, and not just the police, but in society. So, yeah. I don't know. It's
tricky. I'm hopeful that things change for the better. I do think, like, let's say you were, like, the architect in charge of trying to solve the problem.
In the Matrix? Let's say you're the architect from the Matrix.
Yeah! And you're building it. You can program it or whatever. But, like, here's the thing. Like, you want to make a system that works.
Yep.
And I think what you wouldn't get is only opinions from outsiders saying how they would fix the police, and also opinions of people involved in the police department and the problems that they face.
Sure.
Because otherwise you just don't get a very accurate story.
Yeah, it can't be everybody on the right making decisions. It can't be everybody on the left. You have to come together to figure out the best way to do it. And that's the hardest thing for people to do. I completely agree with you there. We also know that you can't design a system that's perfect because then humans rebel against it. Because you need some violence and anger. Right. It's been tried, yeah.
So. But, you know, like, you take this for example. Like, how do I word this? Like, I guess people, when they look at things, there's a principle, it's got a name, but when you look at things from a little bit further away, everything seems easy.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, oh, yeah, that's easy. Let me just solve that real quick. But when you get into it and you say, like, what you can find out is that the problems are actually hard to solve. And the people trying to solve them now may even be doing a good job on them. And you might be very sad to find out that good people are trying to do a good job, and it's still hard. And you know what I mean? You'll be like, oh, damn, I thought it was actually easy, and you just had to, like, do four things, and then it's over. You know, like, I think that people are in that state of mind where they say, oh, this is easy. We just break them up and then say, like, go over and shake everybody's hands, and you're good.
I agree, but I don't think people are trying to reform anything in this country. I think maybe there's like a grassroots, but it's not getting any traction, and it takes something like this to make to get
No, I agree. You know? The fact there's a movement, the fact that things are getting busted up, and like even the fact that they're defunding, I think is positive. But I think they'll rediscover the deeper problems now. That's what I'm really saying. It's like defunding. Let's give this a clean slate. As clean as you want, but as you start trying to solve, how do you deal with mental health, enforcing laws, taking calls, da da da, how do we do that well? I was like, oh damn, that's actually tricky. And we'll come across thorny issues, and we'll come to the deeper problems, which are why are people needing to go to, why is the full police force primarily responding to 911 calls in the first place? What can we do to make it so there's 1/10 of the 911 calls?
Or just, you know, like, a 911 call comes in, who's the best person to respond to it? Is it a medic? Is it Batman? Is it a policeman? You know, there's lots of different people you could.
Batman.
And Batman might be the right call, but there's only one of him, so you got to really kind of use him jurisdictionally. The autonomous zone also, in Seattle, right? That will show a lot about what people are, what happens in these type of areas. And I don't hold, like, I don't know. And unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get a good view of it based on what are shown to us. I think we're going to get shown whatever they want us to see. And by they, I mean whoever the fuck is in charge of the media. Because that's going to be a good example of what happens when you don't have police.
It'd be kind of cool if it became like a sweet utopia and stuff like that.
And it might. And a lot of people I work with think it will. And I really hope they're right. I have my reservations. I mean, even now.
I don't remember police in Star Trek.
Oh, they were there.
Oh, Shiar.
Yeah. What was it?
No, that's the bad police.
What was Bashir's fucking something seven or something? Or remember there was like a secret police in the Starfleet that Bashir ninja? I don't remember what it was.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. There's lots of things. I don't. How do we fix it, guys? We're five white guys. We should be able to fix this shit.
You know, unfortunately, it's gonna take time.
Ryan likes cops. It's cool.
I like cops too. I like most cops. I think most cops are doing the best they can in a job that sucks and for not as much pay as you think they make and seeing a lot of shit every day, and they're all got PTSD and they're all worried about their lives. And I think there's a lot of bad cops too. I think there's a lot of bad people who become cops, just like I think there's a lot of bad janitors who become janitors. Some people are bad. Some people are not good people, and some of them become cops. Maybe that's
right.
How we
and that's the problem. Like, if they need to just check that shit. Like, if you got, it's like you're like a three strike system, man. It's all like, hey, man, you got a fucking thing against you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, man. You got another one? Cool. Third one? Sorry, pal, you're fucking fired.
Yeah, they got rid of review boards because they didn't want that to be public knowledge for police.
That's fucked up.
Adam might recognize this guy who's talking about being in Afghanistan, where we changed from kicking people's asses to trying to win their hearts and minds. In Afghanistan, why the fuck don't the police do it here? Why don't they say, instead of kicking your ass and putting you in jail, we're going to try to win your hearts and minds? We can do it in Afghanistan for the last 10 years. Why can't we do it here? That's what the Marines did. They stopped from kicking people's asses to trying to win hearts and minds.
Right.
Build them some soccer fields
That's
or
right.
something.
Community centers, soccer fields. It helps a lot more than you think it does. You have something to
right.
do.
Right, it's just like torture when they found out like that fucking movie with Adam Driver that was on Netflix about
Batman.
Torture and stuff like that.
Star Wars.
But basically they find torture doesn't work. Like, it's all like, yeah, none of this torture that we're ever doing worked at all. It's like, you know what? If you treat a guy with respect and talk to him and become his friend, he will tell you the truth.
Why can't I see you?
Why can't you see who? Yeah, I don't know. That was to me the funniest thing about like deep cover agents who have been like, ooh, there's Russians and they've been here for 15 years and now it's time for them to make the ultimate sacrifice for Mother Russia. Man, if I was sitting in a place and I had a family and I was just comfy civilian suburb life, I'd be like, I'm American now. Fuck Russia.
That's literally the whole plot of the fucking show The Americans.
Is it really?
They keep trying to, they're deep cover agents in America, and they're trying to go like, hey man, you should do it. And one guy's all like, the husband's kind of like, I don't know, man. Like, our kids and family are pretty good here. The wife's all like, hey, but what about this? And he's like, yeah, I don't know, man. This is... She's like, what about the... And eventually it's just like, yeah, this isn't that bad. I think it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like everything we've been told, they're not our enemy. They're the same as us. They're just a little bit different.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think you have a lot of people with not a lot of hope left. And I don't blame some people. I mean, I don't... If I might be right there if I didn't have my comfy life... So all I could do is have conversations with people that... Did I tell you guys the conversation that with my stepdad the other day?
Uh-uh.
And I love having these conversations. You guys know I like to hear myself talk. But I like having conversations with people and hearing their points of view. And the weirdest one I got from him was that universal healthcare will move us closer to a dictatorship.
How is that possible?
Oh, I went into a long spiel about... what the fuck are you talking about?
But that's aren't we already there a little bit?
That's an opinion somebody has. And who I would normally consider a rational person has that opinion. If we give people universal health care, we'll be one step closer to a dictatorship. Somebody who I love and respect and I think is a rational person told me that with a straight face. And I did my best to calmly explain why I think we that they should value you as an American citizen over, you know, the healthcare industry. But I don't know how much gets through, you know. You never know. But at least I got to have that conversation. So, but it was very eye-opening because can you imagine when other people have opinions and they don't get to hear other sides and stuff? Yeah.
Right.
You see, what we need is a song that will unite the world.
We are the world.
That's a very good segue.
Right.
We are the children.
We can get off of talking about crap that makes us disappointed in life.
Let's go back to things to look forward to.
Yeah.
Like,
when is this movie coming out?
I don't remember.
Got a release
date? Bill and Ted's.
Oh, that one.
Face the Music.
Yeah. Face the Music. The official trailer came out this week.
It made me happy. It made me think, wow, they look old.
Right? Yet they're still talking like they would.
I know, I love it. Like, they're amazing.
Dude.
Like, oh my God.
That's what Bill would do. I was really happy Alex Winters had some work. I want that guy to work forever. And unfortunately, I don't think he has been for a while.
He's a director. He directs television shows a lot, though.
Does he?
Yeah.
Like, made for TV shows?
Or? Yeah, August 21st is when it comes out.
Oh, so it'd be like... is that like a second big show that we might have for movies?
Oh, in Tenet? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it just...
Wonder Woman.
One episode. He makes a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So Wonder Woman, End of July?
Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. That was a really fun trailer. I really did.
Why don't we go to the future? Steal it from our set. Is that stealing it?
Exactly.
Not stealing if it's stealing from us.
It's a good trailer.
It was. It was awesome. And
you were supposed 25 years ago, you were supposed to write the one. Last week you were playing in a bar of 20 people for fish taco night.
Sounds delicious. Dude, but that's what Bill and Ted would do. I finished two shows. Into the Vast Night, I think we talked about, but I finished The Void? No, what's it called? Not The Void, but the TV show The Loop. I finished The Loop.
Oh, I need to watch that.
Careful consideration, I cannot recommend it.
Ooh.
Okay.
Then I can't watch it.
It is extremely good. It is very well written and acted and directed. It has amazing storylines, and it has sci-fi stuff and time travel and interpersonal stuff, and it's really good, but so depressing. Every episode ends in a depressing state. Even the end just makes you question your own mortality and what you want out of life. And it's so good, but don't watch it if you want to be depressed.
That's the one on Amazon, right?
Amazon original. It's an anthology, so it's 8 episodes. Each episode follows one person that are kind of interconnected in this town around the loop, which is like... So I guess it's supposed to be set in like the 50s and 60s, but they have robots and shit, and it's awesome. And they have super technology, but super technology that exists like 50s and 60s technology.
Because this the one that place. Was based off the artist?
Yeah, it's based off the artist. Yeah. Whom,
the RPG based off the artist.
Yeah, and you can definitely tell it's based... Like, there's a lot of very pretty scenes and beautiful imagery and stuff. And like I said, it's really good. But don't watch it if you want to be depressed. And maybe it's just me because of the world I'm in my world. But I don't know. Every single episode ended with me going, I really want to see how this turns out the next episode. But I don't want to watch it because I don't want to be depressed for the rest of the night. But it was very good. I don't know. I don't know how many stars that is for a review.
3.5.
It's like a 5-star show that I don't encourage you to watch.
I like it. That's good.
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot. You know me. I gotta give it 6 episodes. Well, 6 episodes. If I'm 6 out of 8.
It's
I might as well just finish
I'm already finished.
Well, and it's kind of cool because they don't really... It's not like a storyline. I mean, kind of is. You theoretically could watch them out of order. You'd be really confused, probably, though. But it, every episode's about one individual. And the plot is kind of secondary. It's more about the character in that episode. So, but yeah, it's good. Don't watch it. It's good. Good. Really good. Don't watch it.
Don't watch it. Don't watch it. Don't watch it.
What was the second show you finished?
Your mom? I finished her.
Oh.
She was great.
Okay.
I think I talked about it last week. I don't remember what it was, but I'm sure I talked about it last week. I did start season three.
Into the Vast.
Yeah. I did start season three of The Expanse, like 8 episodes in, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good show. Ryan doesn't watch TV anymore.
Man, watch The Office.
He's at work.
I look at him, and he's becoming more and more Japanese the more I look at him.
I watch The Office. It's good. We're in season something. There's lots of seasons of that show. It's a good show.
I know, like, but there's so much other shows that you haven't seen.
It's a good, like, 20-minute, like, quick show.
There's so many other 20-minute shows that are
good. 20-minute shows, yeah.
I don't know. There are...
Like Community.
Yeah, that's, like, similar. It's, like, old content, you know.
Like The Office!
No, I know. I'm just saying. I'm fine with it. I'm just saying it. Chris would have the same objections to the Community or Parks and Rec.
I don't know why. I think it's just TV shows, too. Like, I don't watch, like, I don't mind watching old movies from time to time because it feels like a smaller commitment. But watching a season of a show I've already seen when there's so much other stuff that's in my list, I have a hard time. I know a lot of people do it. And it's common. I just have a hard time.
I don't do it much. I'm not generally a fan of watching anything old that I've seen before. But, like, I don't know. Just gave it a try, and it's pretty entertaining.
All right. Well, somebody say something else before we end this shit. We're getting kind of long.
Adam, are you going to say something?
Hey, Ryan. Can your sister get us some rubber bullets?
What about
concussion
grenades?
Don't you know any police officers?
No.
Adam.
Yeah,
what?
Your sister.
Fuck no.
And nobody else knows any police officers?
I know a few, but I don't know them on the level of like a personal, like, family member.
Right. Oh yeah. Okay. Just checking. That was a test.
Yeah.
You failed.
No, we fucking know police officer. I just said that.
Not on a personal level.
Well, not why on a family member level. Oh, this guy. Hey, all in favor of usurping Ryan's throne and dividing it between us four?
I mean, my uncle's a retired detective, but hey, whatever.
I used to know this guy who was an ex-FBI agent, but he had no contacts, so I don't really know about him.
Yeah!
No contacts. Sorry, can't.
Oh, that's
no contacts.
Okay, cool. Let's be done then. Anybody else? Last things? Nope.
I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah, we're getting long. Cool, thanks for joining us. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Well, thanks, Chris. Check us out on Facebook at the Geeks Next Door. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz. And if you got a hot lead on where to get some rubber bullets, send us an email at www.geeksnextdoor. Wait, no, it's not W. Geeksnextdoor.ftw. That's for the win, Chris. @gmail.com.
As always, flawless. Anybody who heard a flaw is wrong. We live in a society where we get to dictate reality. So there you go. Cool. We'll be back next week. Everyone have a good week. Bye.
Later.
See ya.
Adios.